flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I need your advice. So the Rubster, he does not curse, and he has not cursed, and he...
As far as you know. As,
Mr. Danny, please edit that. Thank you.
Literally, this was the question the other day. Dad, I'm 13 now. Can I do some mild cursing? And I'm like, well...
Well, you know, that's an interesting question.
Can you define the mild cursing, sir? And he said, you know, like ASS... And D-A-M-N.
Keep them off your ASS.
You want the IRS off your ASS.
I've been thinking about it, and I think I'm a no. I think the fact that the kid has gotten far.
Jesus Christ, dude.
He's a dork. He's gotten this far. He loves words.
Words are awesome. I love words.
My job is to train him to be a good quality adult out there in the world. And as a texter said, you know, that mild cursing, that is a gateway to sailor mouth. I do not want to allow that to happen.
I have found that this is one of those cultural things that, quite honestly, when we moved to Homewood and I met some of my classmates to HF, and I saw the way that they talked to their parents, I was shocked.
That boy's parents must have made some terrible mistakes.
Shut up, Mom!
Believe me, I got backup with my fiery Latina.
Well, as you know, I am very, very partial to Latin.
As long as he doesn't do it in front of the parents, everything
as
should
be. As long as he doesn't do it in front of my parents, fine, yeah. My mom shows up here and Ruben says something sideways.
Caning will be coming back.
There's going to be some furniture moving around this place, I can tell you that much.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey!
Dump it on the count of three. One, two, three. Holy shit!
The official adventures of... Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Holy Chicago.
Holy Chicago. That's a good one.
Charles.
It's a quality interview. If you missed it yesterday, you need to go back and check it out. It's still up there, actually, on the rewind function on the app. I think you can go 24 hours back, so you can go check it out if you want. By the way, got a text from my mother yesterday after the show.
She threatened the belt.
I heard what you said about me today on your show.
Oh, boy.
And I said, not one lie was told. And she said, yeah, you're right.
Good. Good. She owns that. It worked out very well.
I explained the balance that I had as a child and how I am very thankful for having that balance.
Absolutely.
There are days when I am Warren's son and there are days when I am Rosemary's son. Mm-hmm. When I am Rosemary's son, look out, y'all.
Oh, we know. we know.
You guys have gotten a taste of it.
Yeah, we really have. It's like sometimes we have to be like, hey, guys, that isn't about us. That's just about Lawrence.
Yep.
He's working something out. Give him some time.
Working a lot through.
I like the way you talked about how we're going to deal with these coordinators here in transition, because this is a big day. It's a coordinator introduction. Very exciting moment for young Declan Doyle. Richard Hightower, very pleased to be retained. Very excited to work for Ben now. And, you know, these jobs are hard to get. Richard Hightower is very, very appreciative of getting to do the job.
It's not easy to stick to. It's not. It's not an easy thing to make your way to another person's staff. And at the same level, sometimes guys will end up with like a demotion.
Sure.
So for him, this is great because I imagine he's probably moved his family here and you don't want to start over if you can help it.
Mm-hmm.
This allows him to do that and he needs to get better. I'll say that much.
Well, it's interesting. I guess by DVOA, I heard Brad Biggs talking about it this morning with Mully and Ha. By DVOA, the Bears got a lot better on special teams as the year went on. There were high-profile mistakes, of course.
Those high-profile mistakes cost games. So as much as this is a topic for another day. I have tired of analytics in football.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think they're very good overall. And I think there are so many components that are attached to what happens on a play. It makes it difficult to come up with grand pronouncements on what has happened.
That's outstanding. You're the Art Howe of this particular episode of Moneyball.
Art Howe got a bad rap for that, right? Philip Seymour Hoffman did him dirty.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
I know, but I like so if I were to tell you about Patrick Mahomes' expected points added and EPA, looking at that.
I feel like there are some things that people will use to justify stuff analytically, where anecdotally, and I get that anecdotally is not preferred, we all know that in watching the Bears, those high-profile mistakes that the Bears special teams made...
I love it.
...cost them games.
Oh, for sure.
In real life.
Oh, for sure.
It cost them games.
Yeah, well...
So to me, I don't care what the numbers say about the Bears' analytics on special teams, because we can point to at least three high-profile moments where it cost them games.
Well,
and those games are lifeblood, and there are only 17 of them. So if your special teams had three mistakes that cost you between two and three games,
sure,
your special teams wasn't good.
Well, as I almost always feel in these situations where it is science versus the eye test, it is the gut. You know, versus the analytics. It is faith versus reason. I feel like you need a little from column A and a little from column B.
I agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you.
So I look forward to this conversation and finding how much A and B with you as the years go on.
I just think that with football, we have gotten to a place where there were always questions about how some of this stuff was done, who was doing the watching of the tape, who was devising it. And look, for example,
even Pro Football Focus.
And I mean, then you add in the brain drain from Pro Football Focus over the last year.
You
and
bet.
There were questions even before that
on
how truthful to it, how important it was. But and I know that in one particular case, the idea that Jervon Dexter is as valuable as Jalen Carter.
is absurd. All right, see, you're right. This is getting too serious. Let's listen to these guys and laugh at them or laugh with them because of the reality of the situation. No, I want to laugh with them because I remember being in my 20s and being thrilled to get the opportunity to do some serious grunt work, especially if the title is good. Declan Doyle today was asked to explain what the offensive coordinator is going to do.
He's still trying to figure it out.
The biggest thing is high levels of communication from, you know, that position, the ability to utilize all the resources within the staff and give very direct, you know, not only messaging, but direction to what we're trying to accomplish. The biggest thing is that you're on the same page as the play caller. And so me and Ben are going to have to spend a ton of time together diving into film. And I'm really, really excited to go do that. And to make sure that I see the game the same way he sees it, to be able to orchestrate it and set the table for him and, you know, really make sure that we're doing it the way he wants to do it.
As a little bit of an extension of that, how do you sort of envision or describe the job description in season? Because Ben was very clear last week that it's a table setting role, you know, and there's things that he needs early in the week as he's overseeing everything else from you to help him get his week off to a good start.
Yeah. So first and foremost, you know, you said table setting role. I think that's a great way to describe it. Ben is going to have less time than he's ever had as a play caller. And so, you know, obviously, I think that that's kind of a thing that's morphing as we go. We'll kind of figure out what that looks like. But my job is really going to be to organize in detail, you know, the game plan initially, utilizing, you know, our staff. Everybody will have different assignments, kind of how we are going to build this thing with schematically as we attack a defense. But basically, I have to do that work that he's not going to have time to do. And he's going to have to be able to trust me that I'm going to be able to give him the correct information that he needs as a decision maker. And then, you know, really throughout the week, streamlining the teaching progression for the players, making sure that everything is built around them. You know, myself, Ben, and the rest of the staff, we're not going to take a snap this year. We have to make sure that our players understand their toolbox so that they can go out and play fast. And play at a high level.
That is a dude who is thrilled to make sure that the salad fork goes inside the main dish fork. He's thrilled to do that.
He should be.
Of course, he's 26, man.
28.
I thought he was 26.
I thought he was 28.
I thought he was 26.
All right.
I'm going to make him 27.
It could be 28. He's been doing this for 10 years.
Right. I didn't know how good I would be at it. To be quite frank, if I wasn't very good at it, I would be coaching at a high school somewhere right now, probably, or a lower level.
He is good at it. And he was asked if he thought he was going to get this job. I love this reaction. The very last question, or second to last question of his day.
Last one for you, Coach. We have Mark Carmen, CHGO. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Declan, just wondering, was this at all on your radar this year that you could get to this position? Were you thinking like, well, if Ben goes there, maybe he'll be calling me?
No, I would say not.
He's just hanging around in the tight end coach's room, you know, he's like, what, really? Now? Me? Are you sure?
I truly appreciate that he understands and is not offended that people understand what his role is. That takes a lot of maturity, and he's 28. So it takes a lot of maturity to understand that. What this is going to offer him is an opportunity to work with a master. And then he can build off of that. And maybe at some point the relationship does change or he gets to a job where he then becomes a play caller. That's important.
Yeah. Right.
His approach to it, I think, is so great.
It's so great. It's so spot on. And I love his transparency about it and his willingness to do it.
He knows what's up.
He knows exactly what's up. And he knows that he should be thrilled and is thrilled for the opportunity. And that is all good. And I'll tell you this much.
Man, to be 28 with a OC title of an NFL team.
Incredible.
It would be weird if he were 28 with an OC title of a Power 5 D1
team. Sure, everybody would be talking about that. I mean, that's the thing. Theo Epstein was a 28-year-old general manager of the Boston Red Sox.
What did Jed say to us about looking back at videos of the two of them and being like, what?
He said when he was flying to San Diego to go be the GM of the Padres.
And like, that was 09?
09, something like that. And he was watching video of Theo's opening presser, and he's like, look how young he looked then. And that's, you know, 16 years ago.
It's wild, man.
All right, so that's Declan. Good for him for being a happy-go-lucky kid.
I dig it. I hope that he gets everything that he wants out of this opportunity to be with Caleb, to be with Ben Johnson, to be with the rest of that coaching staff. I love his approach. When we come back, we'll let you hear from the DC. I take that role a little bit more seriously. And there was a mention of a guy that we've spent a lot of time talking about.
Yes, sir.
We'll discuss that with you next here on The Score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Charles Tillman. Charles, thanks for being on the show.
Y'all ready for me to go?
No, not.
You didn't take no calls or nothing?
Well, if you want to hang on for a minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and take some calls.
Is it a media minute or is it like a black person minute?
It's a black person minute because a black person drives this show.
Afternoons on The Score.
Man, that's a hell of a win, guys.
That's a good football team that we just beat. Okay, 16 regular season wins in a row. Okay, that was a good team. And look, hey, sometimes you just gotta pop out and show them.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show them.
Dennis Allen getting his Kendrick Lamar on. I think if they get the right personnel, there might need to be a couple of tweaks. Dennis Allen likes to go after people.
Oh, hell yeah, he does.
I think that Bears fans are going to enjoy that in a way that they haven't really had since. And Vic played a lot of coverage too, actually. But this is what you're getting. You're getting a guy who believes in the aggressive nature of defense. Defense in setting the tone by how they get after the quarterback.
Let's get right to that part of it. There's something fun about Dennis Allen I want to get to. But he talks about how this is a quarterback-driven league. Because to your point, Lawrence, he knows that it's a quarterback-driven league, and he knows how to confuse quarterbacks. He's very, very good at it.
Yeah, he's been one of the best to throw stuff at these quarterbacks, and figuring that stuff out is important. And I think it's going to be a little bit of a change for what the Bears fans are used to seeing. And honestly, I think it's going to play into Bears fans' egos.
Yeah, for sure. Because you know that thing that like Brian Flores does where he throws all the people at the line and then you don't know who's coming from where? Mm-hmm. That thing, and he confuses. Dennis Allen's real good at that. He talked about being in a quarterback-driven league.
That all remains to be seen. You know, we'll get all the guys in here and we'll figure out what we need to do. But I think, you know, Ben in his press conference made a great point that this has become a quarterback driven league. I mean, that's what this league is. And so I think everything that we do is going to be based on how do we affect the quarterback. And you affect the quarterback through rush and coverage. And that's the pinnacle of what team defense is all about. And so we can be as great as we want to be covering everybody, but if we can't rush the passer, it's not gonna matter. And vice versa, if we can get to the passer quickly, but we can't, you know, disrupt routes and be competitive on the line of scrimmage, then we're going to give up completions. So I think those two things have to be able to work together.
I thought of you, Lawrence, as we listened to Dennis Allen. Multiple times reporters asked him to name check players, tried to bait him into name checking a defensive player or two or four that he liked, and he really only let it fly with one.
Hmm. Yeah, look, I think, you know, when I came in here and I looked at the board and I really saw who we had and you get a chance to see what the measurables are. Like, I think there's a lot of things that I like. I like we've got some size and length at the corner position. I like the fact that they have some man coverage ability. You know, I think we've got some versatility at the safety position. And so I see the fit. I think, you know, Kyler Gordon, I think, is an outstanding, you know, nickel player. So I have a vision for how, you know, we can utilize him. And so I think the foundation for what we want to do is there. And then I'm just excited about finally getting these guys in here and us having an opportunity to work with them and seeing exactly what we have. And then we've got to be creative on how we want to use them.
It read to me like he didn't even want to say anybody's name, but he couldn't help himself.
When you look at the tape, it's hard to not get excited about all the different things that you might be able to do with Kyler Gordon. It's going to be fascinating to see how they use him because he's got all the things. He can cover, he can blitz, he can tackle. And if you're asking someone to be a flexible piece inside of a defense like they are often asked him to do, he needs to be able to do all three of those things.
It's a D coordinator's dream to have a tool like that, something you could use in so many different ways.
Yep.
He got very excited about it.
This is not an apples to apples comparison because they're slightly different positions. Kyler Gordon, to me, can have an impact on a defense like Tyrann Mathieu can. Like, you can line him up kind of wherever you want, and you can disguise him to do kind of whatever you want. Like, early Honey Badger in the league, like, that's kind of what, to me, Kyler looks like out there.
That's a pretty interesting comp. And then I liked this, and I wanted Bears fans to imagine Dennis Allen post-firing hanging out with the family.
Where were you for the last 6 or 8 weeks of the season? Did you go to home base? Did you go on vacation? What did you do to kind of reset yourself?
Well, home base was still in New Orleans, but I spent a lot of time with my family. We did, you know, we took a couple of vacations. I got away from football a little bit. I'm not going to forget football in a couple of months. It's going to be there when I get back, you know. So I just really wanted to take the time to do some things that you don't really get an opportunity to do a lot in our profession and hanging out with family on Thanksgiving and Christmas and taking a couple of vacations. So I did that.
So I'm imagining Dennis Allen watching the Bears and the Lions on Thanksgiving. And I wanted so badly to be on the media Zoom today so I could go. Because Dennis Allen said today that he was basically going to be Ben Johnson's defensive coordinator wherever Ben went. And that Ben picked the Bears. He's like, all right, I guess we're going to Chicago. That's good. So on Thanksgiving, did he allow himself a moment to think, I might find out tomorrow?
Right.
Oh, no.
No, this is
game. No.
What are you doing, Wagner?
He's like, oh, that job's going to open up.
Yep.
Any second here.
Ben will probably want that job.
And I know that I'm going with Ben.
My old teammate Dan Campbell will help me out in that regard.
Yes, he will.
And I'll be right there with him.
It's like, oh, can you believe that? That guy's an idiot. Oh, my God, that coach is awful. He's going to get fired. Maybe Ben should take that. Maybe he is going to. Honey. Start checking out some Chicago stuff.
Have you ever been to Evanston? So that is Dennis Allen, your defensive coordinator. We got to hear from both coordinators today, which is good news. When we come back, We're going to do a little bit of baseball. If you're someone who enjoys when the Spiegel and Holmes show does a block of baseball, guess what? We got you for about a half an hour or so. There's a couple things we want to talk about good with both teams. We'll do that next on The Score.